It's pretty good, actually.
Everything you
tastes like orange juice.
That's why I like it.
What?
Yeah.
What are you saying?
I can see it now, but at first initial taste, I was like, that's weird.
How does that taste like orange juice?
I don't know, man.
Nothing on the can indicates just orange, nothing.
It tastes like a tangerine.
There you go.
What is that?
It's an orange.
A tangerine.
Okay, what does that taste like?
Tangerine.
Oranges. Citrusy.
What are we doing?
How's it going, guys? Welcome back to another episode here on the Entitled Mixtape. I am Danko. Welcome back. Welcome back. Of course, I am joined with my lovely co-host. I have Lorenzo right across from me.
I found out some bugs will spend their whole first time living looking for scents to make a perfume to attract other bugs or like to mate another bug.
Damn, they like me for real.
Is that what you just become? You do. I forgot. You do. That's so funny, actually.
Oh, hello, by the way.
And of course, we're joined with Lewis.
No, I like this.
You got a haircut?
I did.
Yeah. Nice.
I didn't want to look bad anymore.
I'm getting there.
Guess how that works.
Listen to Coldplay, dude.
Listen to Coldplay. Give it a try.
What's
they
that other band?
Songs.
What's that one band, dude?
Imagine Dragons.
Absolutely not. Don't ever say their name.
They're on the same level. They're the same band.
What are you saying right now?
I'm just saying.
What are you saying? Stop the timer. Because no, you're about to make me.
You can't stop the timer.
Bro.
I'm about to get wicked.
Bro.
What?
What do you mean?
What did
Imagine
I do?
Dragons is on the same level as Coldplay. What are you talking about? What are you talking about?
I just think.
Lewis came in real hot about Coldplay earlier.
Bro, you're freestyling. Your freestyle level, like.
Both have world like tours like, all the time. They're both widely successful. The catchiest songs you'll ever hear.
I don't know a single Imagine Dragons song.
Yeah.
How you gonna tell me what I know? He said, yeah. How you gonna say yeah?
Radioactive?
I don't know that song.
Radioactive. Nope. Radioactive.
I have to. If Riot uses
Viva La Vida.
Chill.
Viva La Vida. Riot uses Imagine Dragons, and my friend is also the executive music producer on Riot. So
there you go.
Good job, John.
Yeah. Oh, the misery.
What is that?
Everybody
that's the same
wants
song?
To be yeah. my enemy.
As Coldplay? No, it's not the same song.
The one with J.I.D. Jid. He's on that.
Oh, my God.
Same band.
That means 5 minutes.
Yeah, that's
that's 5 minutes or 5 seconds?
5 minutes. Felt like 5 seconds.
It feels like 5 seconds.
Bro, this is forever, bro. This is forever, bro.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. We are not doing Napster. We'll get to it eventually, but the news is just piling up. I literally thought that this award show, the Grammys, we're talking about the Grammys, we're going to go over some stuff. I literally thought it was going to be later. I don't know where I read that it was going to be in March, so
I didn't even know it happened.
Yeah.
I watched it
until like 2 days later.
You watched it?
Mm-hmm.
Nice. So you can help us.
Yeah.
No, actually, what? You watched it?
Yeah.
Like the whole, front to back, John.
Yeah.
The whole John.
Yeah, me, since I had nowhere to go. I mean, it was fine. I was watching it with my sister. Hey, thanks, friend. my sister, her boyfriend, and her friend. And we were just watching it, so I was like, might as well. Also, I wanted to see, like, people's outfits and stuff.
Boom.
Because I knew it was going to be super nice.
Or lack thereof.
Or lack thereof.
Which brings me to a lot of crazy stuff happening at the Grammys.
I already know.
What happened?
Apparently, Ye, a.k.a. Kanye West.
Yes.
And his wife, I do not know her name, I will be honest with you.
I just call her the naked lady. Because she's always naked.
Well,
she was
luckily
again?
For you,
again?
She dropped her coat.
Luckily for me, that's crazy. That was a crazy, like...
Well, it's funny that you call her the naked lady because she literally dropped her coat on the red carpet and she was
like on
emulating... No, it was she was like emulating the actual Vultures album cover and they got kicked out.
Yeah.
out. Fined $20 million by the Grammys, which is insane. Apparently, his 20 words...
20 million bands?
Mm-hmm. Apparently, his words to his wife were make a scene and they made a scene. Absolutely.
That's when I thought he was good, bro. Because he did the whole... did you guys watch it? The interview with Justin LaBoy?
No.
I watched some of it. I mean, like, he looks...
Better?
Or he, yeah.
He seems, like, more well-off.
Yeah.
I hope so.
Like, he was able to sit there and have a one-on-one conversation.
Oh, okay.
But I don't know how long ago they recorded.
I mean, they made it.
What happened between the time frame of that?
Because the interview dropped, I think, 2 days ago?
Oh, snap. So.
Definitely a headline maker. Yeah. Definitely something that did happen really early on in the Grammys. There was also Margaret Qualley of Spirit Box got interviewed, and she was mistakenly interviewed as Poppy. They were like, oh, this is Poppy, and she played along with it. She was like, yep, I'm Poppy. She just went with the interview. She's like, I think it's my second nomination. I hope me and Knocked Loose wins, and which is wild.
Do they look alike?
Well, Poppy has dyed her hair black, but other than that, Margaret Qualley is tall. So she got mistaken as Poppy. But she was a good sport about it. She wasn't upset. She was just a little confused, and she just played along with the whole interview and then just moved on. I mean, you had pretty much everyone at the Grammys except for Drake, who is doing his Anita McSween tour right now.
Is that actually what it's called?
Yes, it is. It's Anita McSween tour in Australia. He's in Australia. He unfortunately didn't make it to the Grammys. I don't know why. You know, there's probably a nice seat for him.
Is there? With Kendrick?
Which we'll get to that soon. But yeah, so you watched the Grammys. What were your like initial impressions? Like, was it fun? I heard the jokes from, I forget who hosted the Grammys, were a little like off-putting, a little weird.
I don't know. I guess it seemed okay. But, you know, I don't know. I don't know who they may or may not have offended. But
no.
It seemed fine. It went better than I thought it did. That's for sure.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, everybody had tight outfits. There was good performances too. There was, oh my God, there was like a small band that I thought was super tight, but I think there was a bunch of good performances and good music.
How long are the fucking Grammys, dude?
Like 3 hours, right? 2-3 hours? Has to be with performances, commercials,
3 hours?
Award shows.
Was like, 5 to like 8:30 or 7:30, 2.5.
Wordle?
Word.
What?
Yeah, they're long, man. Yeah. I mean, the Game Awards, like I watch the Game Awards every year, and they're always, they hit
the
that 3 hour mark like no tomorrow.
The Gaming Awards?
The Game Awards, yeah.
That's what they're called?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
The Game Awards?
Mm-hmm.
Who's like the...
The host?
No, like whose event is it?
It's, his name is like the most popular guy and who created it. It's hosted by him. He like fronts out the money for, it's like his company who puts out the awards. And then it just kind of became official a couple years ago. Where it's
when
like, this is the Game Awards.
What the heck?
Who made that happen?
When did that, though? When does that
happen?
I have no idea.
Probably like 4 or 5 years ago. It was around the time when Hideo Kojima got let go from Konami. So it was about 5 or 6 years ago because the Game Awards are like notorious for like calling out developers and stuff. And that was like the first speech that this guy did for Hideo Kojima.
That's very stupid to let him go. I didn't know that happened.
Yeah, they let him go because of creative differences, because, you know, Metal Gear. He was working on Metal Gear. They didn't want Death Stranding to happen. And
is
they
that
were,
why Metal Gear stopped?
That's why Metal Gear stopped and why PT never came to fruition, because he was working on Silent Hill. So... I know, man. Watch the Game Awards if you're a gamer. Yeah, so there were a little couple of headlines here and there, but who won? A lot of people won. I will put a shout out that Best Country album went to Beyonce, Cowboy Carter. People are not happy about it. Who cares? It's a fun album, and it's a country album, so I don't know. So congratulations to Beyonce. Yeah, we thank you for this episode. And let's see. What do we got?
Wait, I'm going to give my opinions on that already.
No, go for it.
Because even, like, if you watch the video, you can see Beyonce's face, and she's kind of like, oh, I guess. You know, like...
Oh, like when she... Oh, no, that's another one.
That's a different one. But she, like, made a face like, yes, like, at least I won a Grammy. And you could tell that she was like, it sucks that it's for this one. At the end, it was cool because she was like, thank you to country artists. Thank you for, like...
Allowing her to,
Yeah, exactly.
It's good. I enjoyed it. I really liked the features of it. And I get it. I mean... Yeah.
Who was nominated?
For country album, it was Beyonce's Cowboy Carter. It was also Chris Stapleton's, that's Best Country Duo.
Don't say my dog. You better not say my dog was nominated and he ain't win.
Sorry, I'm still looking for it. This list is really weird. Best country album, here we go. Cowboy Carter, Beyonce, F1 Trillion, Post Malone, Deeper Well, Casey Musgraves, Higher, Chris Stapleton, and Whirlwind, Lainey Wilson.
Oh, okay.
All so, right,
now we good.
Who's your
Jelly Roll?
Oh,
heated.
Jelly Roll?
Shibuzi?
Absolutely not.
Shibuzi.
Even though his early stuff was pretty fire.
Which, Shibuzi did lose out on Best Country Song. Well, that went to Casey Musgraves but for The Architect. Fantastic song. I will give it that.
Another shot of whiskey.
The fact that you know that song is so funny. It's low-key too fun, that's why. Because I don't want to like it either. Yeah, and I was like,
It's just like, I don't know, it got a little nice little jingle to it.
Yeah.
Let's get into rap performance, or just rap, the category in general.
Oh, yeah.
Best rap performance.
What?
Congratulations to... Bum, 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 not like us. Kendrick Lamar wins. Of course.
Stay in your lane, Coldplay, all right?
Why is there no Coldplay in the rap performance?
Racism.
In the rap performance as well.
Racist. Racism.
I don't know. Eminem's
Hold on. Shout out Tori Kelly, bro.
Yeah, shout out Tori Kelly. Oh, yeah, she did.
And
Jacob Collier?
Yeah. Bro, I'm glad they won, dude. Jacob Collier is...
Yeah.
I don't know, bro. He's different.
I like that he doesn't... You know, we know that he can sing well, but his voice is just like a little bit like it's not as clear as other people's can.
No, his voice is fake.
But you know, it's like a super raspy one, you know?
But I think it's I didn't know he was British.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't know he was British until I seen him perform a Coldplay, dude.
Oh, wow.
So
here we go.
Like this, yeah, bro.
It's fire, a full circle.
100%, dude.
Best rap song.
What happened? Who?
Not Like Us. Oh, I read that again. It's Not Like Us again. Yeah. Best rap album. Best rap album. Who won? Who did win? Alligator Bites Never Heal. Oh,
yeah. Dochi. Yeah. I was not mad at all. I was talking to everybody. I was like, I don't want her to win because I think there are really, really good rap albums this year. But don't get me wrong. Like, I want her to win.
Like, her story is fire.
Yeah, especially because, like, in her TikTok era, I don't think a lot of people took her seriously because she was making stuff for TikTok.
Yeah,
because
she was working. Mm-hmm. And then she was, like, working on music on the side. And then I think she got fired or something like that.
Or she quit. It was, like, 5 years ago. Like 5 years ago that day she quit.
Yeah. Crazy.
And her acceptance single that she released right after is amazing. I don't know if you've heard it.
Yeah, I was there.
Did she perform it there?
Wait, what?
No, not her acceptance speech, but she released a song.
Oh, yeah. I haven't heard it yet.
Oh, I got to play it after. Actually?
I remember I saw that, too.
I'll just play the beginning of it. It's so funny.
I just wish it was a better set of contenders, because everybody else in the category was...
I don't even... Like, I know we talked about
Eminem was there. Eminem was there. Well, that's what I'm saying.
All right.
Eminem was there?
Eminem is always going to be... Anytime he drops, he's going to be nominated.
Good for her, man.
She's different, bro. She's, like, actually different. She was, what, the third woman ever.
To win in that category.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was Lauryn Hill.
I don't know why.
Cardi B.
I don't know why.
Yeah, Cardi B.
I just wasn't going to say her name. I knew who it was, but
hey,
I
forgot. Hey, people love that album, man.
Yeah. No, they don't.
And she's the one who presented the award, so she was happy, too, because she was like, fuck yeah, and, you know, like.
Shout out Dochi, man. Shout out TDE, bro, for being different.
Hell yeah. Best melodic rap performance, 3, Rhapsody, featuring Erykah Badu. So that's pretty good. I'm happy for Erykah Badu.
I didn't know she won. That's fire.
Or Rhapsody.
I didn't know that Rhapsody won either. I wish Rhapsody was in the best hip hop album.
Don't they do that thing where they like there's like awards that they just don't show that people win?
I'm sure.
Yeah. There's actually a lot because Chris Brown won three awards I think, but it didn't.
They didn't talk about it.
No, they didn't talk about.
Yeah, because he won for 11-11, right?
Like, yeah, yeah.
R&B album or something.
Mm-hmm. Best R&B performance, Made for Me, Money Long.
I like Money Long.
Best traditional R&B performance, That's You, Lucky Day. Happy about that one. Best R&B song, Saturn, SZA. Best progressive R&B album.
What is that?
Albums containing greater than 75% playing time of newly recorded progressive vocal tracks, derivative of R&B, so alternative R&B.
They just be making shit up, dude.
It was what a tie. You can tie?
Okay, I didn't know. You cannot. That's
apparently
the Grammys ain't shit.
So glad to know you, Avery Sunshine, tied with Y-Lod. No worries.
Do they get a smaller Grammy? Because it's like they can cut it in.
Half.
Or is it like that's what I was like. Is it two sizes that will make up one, or is it cut in half?
No, hell no. I would need my own Grammy. If I tied with somebody, I need my own Grammy. I'm not sharing.
I want a small one. I want a small one. I'll take the half. I don't mind.
I want half a gram.
Yeah.
Just give me half a gram.
Best R&B album did go to Chris Brown for 11-11, the deluxe.
Yeah.
Congratulations to Chris Brown.
Who was nominated? Doesn't matter if they lost.
Okay.
Going from Chris Play to Chris Brown to Coldplay is nutty.
Hey, bro,
did you hear that new Whitechapel single, by the way?
I did not.
Since we're going to Coldplay, Chris Brown to Whitechapel. It's really good. It's really good. Let's see. We got best alternative music. Oh, let me go to the top here to the field. Field 2, rock, metal, and alternative music. Best rock performance. What the fuck is this? Now and Then the Beatles had won.
Yeah.
No, I don't like it.
What the fuck are you talking about? Who's nominated?
Beautiful People, Stay High, The Black Keys, The American Dream Is Killing Me, Green Day, Gift Horse, Idols, great song. Dark Matter, Pearl Jam, great song. And Broken Man, St. Vincent, also
what
a great song.
What the fuck is this? What category is this?
This is
Why
best
is
rock
whole bunch
performance.
Of old fucking bands in this?
Because they used John Lennon's voice for a demo that he had, and they used AI to like perform
that's,
it.
That stink.
Yep.
Yep.
That I don't agree with that. I don't know, man. That's shitty. That just opens the gate for
AI.
AI.
Yeah.
Which, oh, fuck, man. I don't know. I'm scared now. Best metal performance, Mea Culpa, Gojira, which was the song that they performed at the Olympics.
Okay.
The opening of the Olympics.
Incredible.
It was a good competition, though. Suffocate with Knock Loose and Poppy, Screaming Suicide with Metallica, Cellar Door by Spirit Box, and Crown of Horns by Judas Priest.
Nah, no competition.
No? Really?
Nah, maybe Knock Loose. That's the only one.
It definitely was a good performance.
Why are these old-ass bands?
They're still making music, man.
Judas Priest, bro?
Judas Priest. Their most recent album's pretty fun. It's fun.
It can't be fun.
Everybody's... If you have to do that.
Well, it is fun.
Best rock song went to Broken Man, St. Vincent. Congratulations to St. Vincent. Best rock album went to Hackney Diamonds, The Rolling Stones.
What are we talking
about?
Man.
That's
alive?
So wild.
I didn't even know they were still alive, bro. I didn't even know they still did anything.
Against No Name by Jack White, which I will say, if you did not listen to that album last year, fucking listen to it. It's so good. Hackney Diamonds or Dark Matter by Pearl Jam. Oh my lord.
What the fuck, bro?
And you would think that the rap category and the R&B category would be like messed up.
No, they made up
it,
for the,
they like swapped
for the Kendrick
it.
Shit.
They swapped
it. They made
it
up
year.
For that Kendrick shit that time.
Yeah.
Like,
exactly.
You know what? That's crazy.
I'm so pissed. Best Dance Electronica album went to Brat, Charlie XCX. That we did predict what happened. Best Dance Pop Recording, Von Dutch, Charlie XCX. Best Dance Electronic Recording, Never Ender, Justice and Tame Impala.
She was alive when Von Dutch was a thing?
I don't know. I'm not sure.
How old is she?
Man, she's got to be like in her late 20s.
Okay, never mind.
Yeah.
My fault, Charlie. My bad. Shit.
Best Pop Solo Performance, Espresso, Sabrina Carpenter.
Absolutely not.
I told you when TikTok dictates. Best Pop Duo Group Performance, Die With a Smile, Lady Gaga and Bruno Mars.
Oh, is that when she gave that speech?
Yeah.
For that song?
Yeah.
Okay.
Lady Gaga also released a single this past week.
Oh my gosh.
Freaking great. It's fun.
The music video is so tight. Just they use like a huge amount of dancers. That's just a bunch of dancers with like a job now. And then all choreographed by Paris Goebel, who is royal family from New Zealand, and Rihanna's choreographer.
Nice.
Yeah, so, and it's done so well.
I've heard a lot about the dancing. Yeah. Mainly from you guys, like anyone that I follow that is a dancer.
There were so many good pieces. This even Chapel Roan's piece was good. Sabrina Carpenter, she got a bunch of new dancers, which was super tight to see. And she kept her same four old dancers that she's had like always. So it was just really good dances, really good performances. And Doechii's performances is phenomenal.
Best pop vocal album, Short and Sweet, Sabrina Carpenter. Congratulations. Hit Me Hard and Soft. Should have had it.
Who was nominated?
Billy. Hit Me Hard and Soft, Billie Eilish.
She beat Billie Eilish?
Yeah, she did.
Nah, bro.
Eternal Billie. Sunshine, Ariana Grande.
Billie, what?
Chapel Roan, The Rise and Fall of the Midwest Princess, Chapel Roan. And The Tortured Poets Department, Taylor Swift.
She beat T-Swift.
She did.
Stanky Leg. She hit the stanky legs, not like us.
Bro. Yeah.
Good for her.
How she loot? Nah.
I think that was it. Okay. Now we can go into the first category. Oh, sorry. There's a little bit more. Songwriter of the Year, Amy Allen, who wrote Leon Bridges' song, Sabrina Carpenter's Espresso, Sabrina Carpenter, Please, 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 Olivia Rodrigo's Scared of My Guitar, Selfish by Justin Timberlake, and Taste by Sabrina Carpenter. So congratulations.
I see what's going on. I see what the fuck is going on.
What's happening?
That's Songwriter of the Year?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, okay.
Best New Artist, Chapel Roan wins.
Who was nominated? It was a
Benson Boone, Sabrina Carpenter, Doechii, Krongbin, Ray, Shaboozy, Teddy Swims. So Chapel Roan won.
Yeah, I see what's
going
on. Yeah. I didn't like that Sabrina was in that category.
Last three.
That was TikTok as fuck right there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That?
Yeah.
Song of the year. Not like us, Kendrick Lamar. Makes sense. Yep.
They not like us.
Album of the year.
No.
Cowboy Carter, Beyonce.
Yeah, absolutely.
Against the Tortured Poets Department, Taylor Swift. Chapel Roan's The Rise and Fall of a Midwest Princess.
Yeah.
Hit Me Hard and Soft, Billie Eilish. Jesse Volume 4, Jacob Collier. Brat, Charlie XCX. Short and Sweet, Sabrina Carpenter. And New Blue Sun, Andre 3000. Cowboy Carter had won.
My
that's
fault.
That's so fuck ass.
Wait, my fault. That's when she made the face. Was album of the year. Yeah. Yeah. She was just like,
I mean, at least she knows. Yeah. She's like,
Beyonce, you deserved it.
Yeah.
Yeah, be high.
Yeah.
We're so thankful.
I love you so much.
Record of the year. We already know. Bum, 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 nah. Not like us. Kendrick Lamar won.
It just starts getting faster.
And that's when everyone sung A minor. Everyone sung it with their
crazy,
chest.
Bro.
A minor.
Did you guys? I knew. I'm pretty sure I'm right. And I saw people speculate. But did you see what Kendrick was wearing?
Yeah, the Canadian.
Yeah. I was like, when he came out first, the first time, I was like, oh, snap. That's so funny.
Congratulations.
Shout out, hey, man. Shout out Geminis for being petty, bro. Shout out us.
But
they not like us.
But did
they
you not. See what Drake wore to his tour?
That was so trash.
He wore a
hoodie with bullet holes in it.
And he had smoke coming out the back.
He's making an album with somebody. I forgot, though.
Oh, yeah. He's making like a Valentine's Day thing.
Yeah, I forgot. Who
yeah, with Party Next Door.
Oh,
yeah,
they're finally dropping. Yeah,
I'm gonna have to listen to it. I don't think I'm gonna like it.
What does
it.
That mean?
Do you think there's gonna be a diss track on there?
No,
I hope so.
No, but this is gonna
why
be,
would they
this
do
is
that?
Gonna be sneak. This is
oh, we're going back to that.
Yeah, it's gonna be sneak. This is
awesome. No shot.
I bet
no shot. Bro.
He's gonna sneak this. He's
on
gonna
an album with Party Next Door.
Yeah.
Yeah,
it's
Party
be for the shotties.
Party has to speak. He's
yeah,
like, he's
but
the
watch
weekend.
Party don't got nothing. But watch Drake. Watch Drake drop when he reverses the beat and then says some like real stuff that's going on with his life. He's gonna do it. I love Drake. Don't get me wrong. I love like dancing to Drake all the time. So I know exactly how it feels. There's always a section.
He's gonna do
he
it.
He could be all sexy and then be like, "Girl, I was just hurt," or something. Like I don't know.
He's gonna do it. I feel like he can't help it.
Drop a 50 bag for the
mom. I also love the memes that people are doing. It's like Kendrick just opened his mouth, some hand him like Grammy right now.
Yeah.
He goes with five Grammys.
Shout out Geminis, man.
Yeah, shout out Geminis.
Well, not all of us.
Not all of us?
Shout out, what's her name? I don't know why I can never remember her name. The witch from Wicked. What is that?
Something Arriva?
Yeah.
Cynthia Erivo?
I don't think that. No, the new one.
Yeah, Cynthia Erivo.
I don't know what it is, honestly.
I'm pretty sure. Some little bit of updates and news. Any other thoughts on the Grammys?
They're ass.
Okay, that's
they
a good thought.
They made up for the Kendrick shit, though. Shout out Kendrick.
They did. I think there'd been riots if he didn't win.
Drake got stomped out.
You are right. Cynthia Erivo, oh my God, her performance was incredible. You guys should watch
the Grammys?
That. Yeah, you should watch that.
I still need to watch the movie.
Oh, yeah, I do that too.
How long is the movie?
I think it's like 2.5 hours.
Yeah.
No.
Yes. Yeah.
It's like
but,
3 hours.
But yeah, it's something like 3 hours. It's like 2:58 or something. But I think it's really good. The singing is pretty incredible.
Someone with Ariana?
Yeah. Ariana's fantastic also.
Shout out to the Grammys. Pick better next time. I mean, I think we tell you this every year. So I don't know what to tell you. Some news. Saba released another single from the No ID and Saba Vault. It's pretty good. It's called Woes of the World. They've been doing that for like the last, I'm going to say 4 or 5 months, which I'm assuming means there's going to be an album coming out with Saba and No ID. Also, I already mentioned the Drake stuff. The Weeknd released Hurry Up Tomorrow. It's doing pretty well. I really enjoyed it. It's a long album, though. It's 22 tracks.
I mean,
it is an hour and a half.
How long before this one? When was the last album?
Don FM was only like an hour.
But what year did he drop that?
2022.
Yeah, that's so it makes sense for this one to be so lengthy.
This is also his
whoa.
Are you okay?
I don't know anymore.
Your face.
That was crazy.
Your face is so
he caught himself really quick too. He was like, whoa.
I need to be baptized.
Your prep.
That was crazy, dude.
Allegedly whoa. The Weeknd's last album. And is also the end of the After Hours Don FM trilogy.
This is his last joint?
This is supposed to be his last.
So. I saw somebody on Instagram.
Hey, didn't Kendrick
post on like the notes thing. It's like, how'd the Weeknd drop album of the year already and it's only February?
I think it's very well put together. I don't think it's...
I think whoever said that was munching.
I don't think it's album of the year, though. It's too early. It's January.
Yeah.
Like, bro, we gonna forget about it by March.
I gotta listen to it a couple times before I can do that.
Didn't Kendrick...
What's after February?
March.
My fault.
My mom. April. What's it called? Didn't Kendrick like beat that like that curse for the Super Bowl? Because he won. He won.
Was there a curse?
Yeah. What, didn't remember? Remember the Weeknd was upset about like performing at the Super Bowl and not winning a Grammy.
Hmm.
Did we not remember that?
I don't remember that.
Ah, I remember that. Is this
Mandela? Only curse Mandela I know about effect? Is the Madden cover curse.
Oh, I heard about that one too, actually.
Like if you get on the Madden cover, you're gonna get hurt.
Yeah.
Oh, scary.
Yeah, so it was something of, like with the Weeknd and stuff. I'm pretty sure, unless this is Mandela effect and I'm just making stuff up in my mind, but I remember that.
No, that's valid. Let's see, what else we got? What else happened in the news? Oh, of course. Frank Ocean shooting a feature film in Mexico City.
That's so hilarious.
That's not an album. That's weird.
That's not an album.
My bad. My fault, Frank.
Damn, that's crazy. The Madden curse is for real, bro.
Is it for real?
Christian McCaffrey was on the cover of Madden 25. He played like 5 games.
Injured?
Yeah.
Dang.
He was hurt in the beginning of the season. Played a few games. Came back. Snapped his up again.
That's scary.
The last thing I want to cover.
What's up?
We got a couple of announcements from Vans Warped Tour.
Okay.
They're here.
Okay. Yeah.
Only releasing a couple of... So it's like redacted most of it, but... We have Washington, D.C., Long Beach, California, and Orlando, Florida.
LBC.
Minor changes.
What hat I got on right now?
Let's go Long Beach first.
I can't wear this over there.
Long Beach, California. This is who's confirmed to play. This is July 26th and 27th. 311, 303, Barely Human, Bowling for Soup, Bless the Fall, CKY, Cobra Starship, Dance Hall Crashers, Destroy Boys, Drain, Enter Shikari, Fever 333, Fishbone.
Where are they? This is
Long Beach's. Ian Dior.
I agree.
Jack Kays, Honey Revenge, Kami Kaho, Lolo, Left to Suffer, Oxymorons, Pennywise, Point North, Royal and the Serpent of Mice and Men, Miss May I, The Barbarians of California, State Champs, Seocean, Sace 6, The Home Team, Whiplash, and World First Cinema. That is who is announced right now.
They
for Long Beach.
Help. That's not strong enough for me to go to no damn.
All right,
Long
tell us
Beach,
tell us where buddy. We're flying to. Tell us where we're flying to.
Do you know what Washington? So Washington D.C. has a similar one. I'm not going to go over the ones.
You don't like that thought? I want to go to Vans Warped Tour. Yeah,
where are you flying?
Washington D.C. which is June 14th and June 15th. I'm not going to read all of the names. There are some that are similar.
Name the valid Jones.
Yeah.
So the ones that are different are. Chandler Layton, Escape the Fate, Drain, Royal and the Serpent of Mice and Men, I already said, Scary Kids, Scaring Kids, Senses Fail, Saturdays at Your Place, Simple Plan, State Champs, The Main, Urethane, World's First Cinema, We Came as Romans.
Going to D.C., buddy.
All right, because we're going to
I'm
D.C.
I'm going to D.C. just for The Main, and I'm flying back.
There's also a couple Wait, different, not the, too many.
Is The Main not? No, never mind.
How are they not performing in Long Beach?
I don't and know.
They man. From Arizona, but they going to D.C.
They might be on tour or something. And I might
Who
just
cares?
Align.
They can get off tour, bro. What okay. you mean, bro?
Orlando, Florida doesn't have too much of a difference.
Fuck you mean?
But I will read that it's A Loss for Words is different. Jerry Romance and the Zero Friends Club. Not Enough Space. Point North. State Champs. Traders. World First Cinema. The Starting Line. Story of the year as well. Orlando,
that?
Florida.
Okay. Damn, I'm telling myself I'm never going to Florida.
I guess I'm going back home.
again, these...
the starting line, man.
So how it looks, it's like most of the lineup is redacted still.
Oh.
So either they're still booking people or...
But they got names up there?
Yeah.
Yeah, they have names in between.
Not... Let me see.
So there's like minor differences here and there. Like the starting line is only performing in Orlando, Florida or... the home team is performing in Long Beach and Orlando, Florida, but not in Washington. It's weird. I didn't know that's how they were going to do it.
Yeah.
But I guess you get who you get. I don't know. 303 is performing at all three. So.
Ooh, Cobra Starship?
Oh,
For
shit.
What, bro?
Yeah.
What the fuck?
Dude, they had a big crowd at when we were young.
Do you think they're going to bring out Nicki Minaj?
Bro, I don't know, bro. That name.
It's weird.
Hopefully, they just like.
Pull it together.
Hopefully, the redacted names are like the ones that, like, oh shit.
Yeah.
Oh damn.
I mean, you've got some good ones. Like,
do they?
Simple Plan.
Name 10.
Simple Plan, Senses Fail, 311, 303, I guess.
Look, the home lied. Team.
Home team.
303. Even you though can put that finger down for 303.
All right, fine.
Put these ones up.
You also have, did I say the starting line?
No.
The starting line, Simple Plan.
You said that already. Look at
fuck. Taking Back Sunday, obviously, is one of the redacted names.
I can't.
Thank God Taking Back Sunday is there. I was getting nervous. I needed someone to spend my downtime.
For real, they gotta, like, that's not strong enough. To bring, like, for Warped Tour to be back?
Yeah.
In that? Nah, that's not.
That's fair.
And for me, like, some, that might be, like, enough for, like, you know?
Yeah.
But for me, the names that I know, they were.
Yeah.
There weren't enough.
I also wonder, like, just because after when we were young and then some of those bands started, like, touring again, I wonder, like, who they can't get and, like if they're touring or something or, like, you know.
I know My Chemical Romance has a big tour coming up. The Used is also going on tour. Maybe LS Dunes, a.k.a., like, the people from Circus Survive and Coheed and Cambria, Anthony Green.
What you said, Seoshin?
Right? Yeah. Seoshin, oh. I keep forgetting because there was that moment in time where he was not the singer for Seoshin. And that's when I remember them.
Yeah.
But
the seven years.
I forget he is the singer now. Again, 7 years.
Where were they at? They're in Long Beach?
They're in Long Beach. So, I mean, that's a heavy hitter, right?
But is it enough?
That's
and let's think about the prices for vans. For vans.
I don't know if it's worth it.
That's what I'm saying. Because they're going to, right there. I'm sure they're expecting a huge fan. Their Warped Tour.
That's what I'm saying. They need, bro.
But.
Come on, bro.
But your Warped Tour, you got to get some.
You got to get, like, the names that, like.
Yeah.
From.
I need one little pop punk rock fest.
Isn't that what it ended up like? Oh no, it turned into.
It was one.
Metalcore. It originally started as like a pop punk fest.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
And then it's gravitated towards like metalcore and stuff like that, and people were getting pissed off.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure people.
That's when I started fucking with it. When Under Oath and the Devil Wears Prada and stuff like that.
Yeah, that's all I got.
But yeah, no, they gotta fight back.
Yeah, they gotta fight back. I know.
Unless they're trying to do this whole, like, oh, you gotta go to see the rest. I'll be pissed off.
You know.
Surprise.
You know what, World Tour? If I drop, like, 300,000 pants.
Yeah, and then.
And then it's Taking Back Sunday.
Oh, every redacted. You
know, every redacted.
Taking Back Sunday and.
It's just a different
and
album.
And just a vocalist from another band.
Yeah. Oh my god. Warped Tour and When We're Young feels like Marvel versus DC.
Yeah, and Warped Tour is Marvel.
Oh,
no,
but that's
no.
Warped Tour is DC.
When We're Young is Marvel right now.
Yeah.
When We Were Young is October, right?
Yep. Yeah. That's just another lineup I can't justify though.
Oh, they already dropped it, huh?
They dropped it. We talked about it.
Yeah, but even then they got some hitters on it.
I mean, Taking Back Sunday and Green Day are headlining.
Yeah, well, I take back what I said.
Oh, I'm sorry. Not Taking Back Sunday. Sorry. Panic at the Disco and Green Day. No.
They're canceled.
Panic at the Disco and Blink 182 are headlining. No Paramore. Where's Paramore?
Minding their business. Being wholesome.
That's fair. You know, they can do what they want. Haley, do what you need to do, you know, to make another amazing album.
The fuck wrong with him questioning Paramore? Who the fuck do you think he is?
I'm Paramore's biggest fan.
Cap.
Lies.
That's yeah, you are.
No, you.
No, don't. We gotta.
Then we're gonna have to have Paramore off.
I know. They're gonna go toe to toe.
Bring Rock Band, too.
Bring Rock Band.
100% every single instrument.
Smoke.
I'll sing, too.
Okay, I'm not doing all
yeah,
that.
Yeah, exactly. I already
drums.
Won.
I'll play the drums, though.
Mm. On expert?
That game, bro. Fuck it.
Full
I ain't
combo?
Scared of nothing. I ain't scared of shit.
Full combo.
Fuck you, mean? What you mean, bro? Nothing to the bowl.
I can't do this.
I really do this.
Someone get us Rock Band. If you listen to the show.
Those Guitar Hero and Rock Band days. Ding? Oh my god.
I'm getting a guitar soon so I can play Clone Hero on my computer. It's like Guitar Hero.
I know it's not.
I just
it's
play guitar.
The same thing.
No, don't be disrespectful. It's like the same
it's,
thing.
Yeah, but I don't have to pay $1,000 to play songs. I can just download those and play. I had a lot of songs on Rock Band.
You spent a G?
Maybe more. I don't know. I wasn't counting.
You spent the G bar.
You've seen the Rock Band library, haven't you?
I was like, don't question.
He knows. He's seen it.
don't question it. Don't even question. Not even remotely.
You know how much money I spend recklessly?
Yeah.
I'm dangerous.
That's what, oh man, he was talking about Marvel Rivals and how he spent. He was like, I spent, and then he told me the number. It was so sad.
I think I said like 60 bucks.
Yeah, I was like, shut it. Not even
close. Pull up the League of Legends account.
Yeah, yeah. Don't even.
But 50? The game just came out, bro.
Yeah, but 50 bucks is 50 bucks is nothing.
That's it?
Yeah, bro.
Okay.
That's a lot to me. Because I don't be paying for shit.
I'm addicted to microtransactions. So
yeah.
Don't, ladies and gentlemen.
That should be hurting. Pause. Hey, bro, wrap this show up.
Ladies and gentlemen, do not spend money on microtransactions unless it's money that you were meaning to spend.
That ball hidden, huh? That rollerball is hidden.
Shout out to the work. Shout out to the Bass Blown family. We're joined with a bunch of other amazing podcasts. Check out Know Your Rights podcast, the Siren Song Book, and the Chit Show podcast. We're all part of that. Or join the Discord, discord.gg/bassblown. That's BASSBLOWN. With that being said, we'll see you next time.
Don't do drugs.
Yeah.